Santa needs a sleigh to make deliveries around the world. This man makes sure he will never run out of transportation. We visit a sleigh dealership of sorts on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com.
Each day, the American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of the American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from the American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Everyone knows that Santa needs a sleigh to make his deliveries. No one on the continent has more to choose from than Bill Engel.
I buy them to save them. Most of mine are work equity, so you buy them in a shape like Grandma used to have it, and then you try to bring it up at least to stabilize it so it looks functional, like maybe Santa Claus could use it.
Bill operates the Denver Sleigh Works in Denver, Missouri, population 40. At Christmas, we sing Dashing Through the Snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Most of them, one horse could pull them, but generally in the United States, we would say a one-horse sleigh is a cutter, much like what Santa Claus would use.
Our carols also speak of jingle bells, but those bells were not for Christmas spirit.
Bells became a requirement for many townships. You put bells on to tell someone else that's on the road that you're coming.
He has plenty of bells of many different types. That's so you could tell when Santa was coming to town.
They became much like a horn or different types of horns, an accessory that each person had a different type of bells or tunes or things of this nature that made you unique and everybody knew when you were coming to town.
Bill doesn't sell the sleighs, but instead preserves them. He has about 130 to date, saving a piece of history and making sure Santa does have transportation for years to come. Traveling the countryside in Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.